This is for 118 Horizon View Drive,
right?
Appeal for the Board of Listers. What we'll do is go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to...
Whatever, not much.
Yep. All right, thanks. So my name is Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Lee Silver.
All right.
And you representing have my wife and myself, all right, estate. And I wanted to take the opportunity at least present some facts, at least from my point of view of where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. We moved into this house, feels like 25 years ago. And what you learn about a house after you live there and what it's like is like when the Trojans went ashore in their little boat, and they learn what's inside the boat, and they come out and they're able to evaluate what it is. Well, when we bought 118 Horizon View Drive, we loved that house. We still love it. We love being there. But we learned a lot of things as a Trojan horse as to what was inside. I always wondered why we were the only people on that whole block that had a basement, an 8-foot basement. And it was the beginning when I learned why, is that I had water underneath the house. And the water, as it rains and snows and rains and snows, comes up and permeates the ground and comes in through the basement, through hydrostatic pressure, and through the field corps of Army engineers that I went back to talk to, and with various other people that I had to pay for, professional engineering firm, once the floods hit in that point of 2011, we learned that the house is perpetually above water, and that after the flood that we had, we were catching fish on the front stoop, and the foundation was cracked, and the basement was permeated, and we were lucky enough to have FEMA insurance that paid over $100,000 for the replacement of the floor, tearing up of the total concrete floor, reinforcing the foundation, putting down new rebar, and SD Ireland pouring an entire new basement, we ended up with a 6-foot instead of an 8-foot basement. So I'm glad I'm not tall, but some of my people were tall. Well, that was the beginning. And through the engineering firm that I had employed and through FEMA, who talked with them as to what to do, we learned that in order to keep everything at bay, we had to install a permanent industrial, if you want to call it, 3-drain, 3-pump sump system with multiple pumps attached to 3 holes that were drilled in the floor of the basement, the new floor, to go down 3 feet to hit the water. And as the water level came up, to be able to pull that water out through the pump system and dump it back in the lake. And so that machine, the 3 we have, is able to pump around 600,000 to 700,000 gallons a day. And at certain times, it does do that. Those certain times has been over the years, anywhere between January to June, depending on the water flow. And they are maintained by the same service that sold them to us. Of course, they have to be maintained, they have to be checked. They're backed up by 3 major heavy-duty batteries. Each pump has 3 individual pumps in it, so that as the volume of water increases, pump 1, pump 2, pump 3, in a 3-pump configuration turns on, so at best you have 9 pumps pumping out. And we learned that over the course of life, that our electric company, which usually has 6 to 9 outages a year, affects. So when no electric, no pump. And when the batteries run out after 2 or 3 hours, we have no batteries, no pumps, it keeps coming up. So then we went and we added a Tesla panel. Well, that's $8,000 or $9,000 with double batteries. We hooked it into a Tesla roof, which gave us additional backup. And we still were having outages. So we bought a year and a half ago a gas converter, a gas, not gasoline, but natural gas tied to our gas generator that's able to continue to be able to back up for an extensionally long period of time to keep the house running, the refrigerator, the pumps running, and all the things. So when you look at the house and it looks very pretty, it becomes, if you go to buy it, and you learn about, of course I have to disclose all of this in any of this kind of information, the house is not worth the same as if it was sitting there. And then you end up with another problem. If you put holes in the floor, you end up with exposure to yeast and mold. So I needed to add 2 very large machines that get rid of the humidity and that will keep it down so that it doesn't smell and be able to keep it dry. Well, as the water keeps coming up, we end up with other little things that are popping up. Frogs, turtles, and other swimming little animals that run back and forth. So I need an exterminator. So this house looks good, will evaluate well, but being worth what you have put into it, that $1.9 million, is set very high. I have to disclose all of these costs to anybody who's going to buy it, which would lower the value, would lower what they want to pay because of the ongoing kind of thing. And I think a more reasonable thing when I look at it in relation to different services that you can rent, or you can look at the different services that evaluate it, put it somewhere about $1.2 million or whatever, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
Is that where you think your value should be?
I can't tell. I mean, I would have to. No. But generally, by using rule of thumb, by going online, by using artificial intelligence, by putting all the other stuff into the mechanism that they give you online, it comes around that number. It's certainly not $1.9 million. It would be nice, but it's not the reality, because people are going to take a look at it and say, well, I have all this electric cost, you have all these machines, you have all these things that are going on. That's the problem of looks good, but when you dig down inside of it, there's a lot of it into it. And so I use, you know, FEMA, I use Army Corps of Engineers, I use the services of professional water engineers to be able to come in and look at this problem and be able to solve it. And I certainly have spent, I would estimate, close to $100,000 in addition to what I had to pay for FEMA to fix what was broken. Now, when you tear up an entire floor, yeah, we had, you know, the house shifted. We had 900 cracks in the house as it shifted. 900 cracks. Painters were saying to me, Mr. Silver, you're going out of your mind, but we have to spackle them all and paint them. And I had 71 windows, all wood frame. They all warped. I take out
71
all
windows.
71 windows had to be taken out. So I put back all new, unbendable, if you want to call it, you know, made out of the new polyethylene kind of thing. Every window you can look at, it's all brand new. So I appeal to you to be able to give me a reasonable tax base and be able to, I'm not looking to sell it, but I'm certainly interested in passing it on to my children and to my grandchildren. So that's where I'm coming from in that sense. So I'm leaving you a copy of my response, okay? You put it together for you. And you can ask whatever questions you like, but I wanted just to be able to, you know, reasonably come to conclusions of, you know, we pay $28,000 a year taxes. That's quite a bit of money for a house that, as I said, it's like a Trojan horse. You don't know what you get. It looks like a nice horse until you get inside. Questions on your part?
No. No, I remember when you put the foundation in, and I looked at it.
I mean, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
It's a doozy. And, you know, we had, even if we're in low water, this year was very low water, those pumps turned on sometime in early January and started pumping away and pumped and pumped and pumped and pumped and pumped until even, you know, until the level of the lake went down enough to so that it's shut off. Now it's quiet and it sits there. So all I'm doing is batting frogs and turtles. But they're coming straight up. And we have put little things on top of it. Huh? They're nice, but, you know, they don't eat much. But we try and keep, you know, that's, people would not understand, and I know why there's no basements in that place.
Yeah.
Around that whole street, there are no basements. No one has a basement. Yeah. All right. So that's my presentation, and I would like to, you know, come to some kind of understanding and to bring those taxes in line. I don't know where it comes with the new assessment and with all the other things that are going on between school systems and the governor and everybody else. Where is it going to come to? God knows. But as I approach age 88, which I'm getting up there, so... That'll be October.
You still barbecuing?
Huh?
You still barbecuing?
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah. You had a nice setup last time I was out there.
You were there. You saw it.
Yeah.
Now we even added a new big one.
Nice.
And that really makes a difference. And if it ever stops raining, we may do something for July 4th. But, you know, we got a pizza oven that I, as I said, I told you, I brought back from Australia.
Yeah.
And I have the big, giant smoker we brought back from Memphis, Tennessee, from Memphis.
Wow.
Barbara was doing the cooking and that, and I bought a brand new grill from Montreal.
Yeah.
For, you know, like a big grill.
Yeah.
That really gets it up to high enough to be able to barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. We're good. I've been, wanting to build myself an offset.
You need one of those. I got the recipes.
You need one.
I got the barbecue sauce and stuff like that.
I've been drooling over the Franklin's got a new.
Yeah.
Offset that looks really nice, but I can't afford that stuff, so
I'll
have to build it myself.
So does this give you enough?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Plenty of information.
Because I'm different than I say everybody's different, but this is really a one in a unusual house.
Yeah. All right. So let me turn this off the record.